Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Spartan Discipline. Today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, Jake. Aren't we supposed to be tough guys? Bottling it up is how we roll. But trust me, that old school mindset is outdated and frankly, it's doing us a disservice. We need to talk about emotions, not just our own, but the ones around us too. Think about it. Ever felt like you were carrying a backpack full of bricks? That's what holding in your emotions feels like. It weighs you down, makes it harder to focus, and can even impact your physical health. Bottling things up isn't brave, it's just avoiding the inevitable. So how do we create this safe space? It's not about becoming a crybaby or oversharing on every corner. It's about establishing boundaries, being vulnerable with trusted people, and learning to express yourself authentically. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness. It takes guts to be truly open. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build this safe space. 1. Accept that emotions are normal. Seriously, emotions are part of the human experience. They're not something to be ashamed of or swept under the rug. Feelings like joy, sadness, anger, fear, they all serve a purpose. Recognizing and accepting them is the first step toward healthy expression. 2. Find your tribe. You need people you can trust, folks who won't judge you for showing your true colors. This could be a close friend, family member, therapist, or even a support group. Having someone to talk to without fear of judgment is invaluable. Remember, we're all in this together. 3. Practice active listening. It's not just about listening with your ears, it's about truly hearing what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Make eye contact, nod, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what you hear to show them you're engaged. This creates a space of mutual trust and understanding. 4. Learn to express yourself clearly. It might feel awkward at first, but the more you practice, the easier it becomes. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You made me angry," try, "I felt angry when..." This helps keep the conversation focused and productive. 5. Seek professional help when needed. There's no shame in asking for help. If you're struggling to manage your emotions or find a safe space, a therapist can provide valuable support and guidance. They have the tools and experience to help you work through challenging feelings and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Let me tell you about a time this really hit home for me. I was coaching a young athlete who was incredibly talented, but constantly struggling with anxiety on the field. He'd freeze under pressure, his mind racing with doubts. I realized he wasn't just physically out of shape, he was emotionally exhausted from suppressing his fear. So, we started talking. Not about techniques or drills, but about what he was feeling. We talked about the pressures he was facing, the expectations he had for himself, and the fear of letting people down. It wasn't easy at first. He clammed up like a seashell. But I kept creating that safe space, reminding him it was okay to feel those things. Over time, he started opening up. He realized he wasn't alone in his struggles and that talking about them actually made him stronger. We even incorporated mindfulness exercises into his training, helping him focus on the present moment and calm his racing thoughts. The result? This young athlete blossomed. He became more confident, less anxious, and ultimately played better than ever before. It showed me how powerful it can be to create a safe space for emotional expression, not just in sports, but in every aspect of life. So remember, fellas, emotional strength isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and expressing them in healthy ways. Create that safe space for yourself. Find people you can trust, and don't be afraid to let your guard down. You got this. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use some inspiration. Head over to our social media pages and let us know what you think. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.